American commanders say U.S. and allied troops in Afghanistan now have the momentum in the five-day-old battle against al-Qaeda forces. They're holed up in the snow-covered mountains of Paktia province in the eastern part of the country. Several hundred additional U.S. troops and more helicopters have been sent to the area to back up the forces already there. In the past 24 hours, fresh details have emerged about the dramatic fighting in the area. NPR's Tom Gelton reports from Washington.
Reporters and military camera teams accompanied the U.S. troops into combat last weekend. It's taken a few days for the stories to come out, but the accounts now emerging show these past few days have seen intense firefights, battlefield setbacks followed by heroic rescues and punishing counterattacks. The first day or so was difficult for U.S. forces. Some were ambushed by al-Qaeda fighters almost as soon as they were flown into the mountainous area. John Ewing, an Associated Press reporter who was with U.S. troops, filed a report quoting one soldier saying, "I don't think we knew what we were getting into."
Help them up.
Footage from the early hours of the battle last Saturday, recorded by a military camera team, shows American soldiers scrambling to defend themselves against incoming rounds and not entirely certain where the enemy was.
Where's that fire coming from?
Some U.S. troops that first day were pinned down for as long as 12 hours. It was cold, the territory was unfamiliar. After the sun went down, it was dark, and well-armed al-Qaeda fighters were gunning for the Americans. One unidentified soldier described what it was like.
Well, at first I was pretty upset because, you know, I was like, these people are trying to kill me. And then it was just instincts took over and training took over, and we just returned fire the way we were taught to do it. I really didn't have much time to think after that. It was just keep my head down, take good shots, and make sure I got some people.
Over the next 48 hours, U.S. troops fought back. They identified caves where al-Qaeda fighters were holed up and directed mortar fire toward them. Among the U.S. officers pinned down by the al-Qaeda that first Saturday was Army Colonel Frank Wyszynski. According to the AP reporter, Wyszynski had flown with about 11 men to a ridge to monitor the combat, only to find his own unit under attack. "We survived three mortar barrages during the day, and at one point we had between 9 and 10 al-Qaeda coming to do us," the AP quoted Wyszynski as saying, "but instead we did them." At the Pentagon today, the overall commander of the U.S. war effort, Army General Tommy Franks, denied U.S. forces were unprepared.
"The fact that one or two of these areas may have been very heavily enforced or reinforced, and that our forces would encounter immediately mortar fire, no, that's really not surprising. It's deadly, it's bad, it's also war."
The most dramatic combat was on Monday. About 3 a.m. that day, local time, a Navy SEAL, Petty Officer First Class Neil Roberts, apparently fell out of a Chinook helicopter as it took off under fire. A video feed from an unmanned surveillance plane apparently shows Roberts being dragged off by three al-Qaeda fighters. His body was later recovered with a bullet hole in the head. A few hours later, another Chinook was hit just as it prepared to drop 21 U.S. troops into a hostile landing zone. The troops scattered under heavy fire and attempted to fight back. When other U.S. forces finally made it to rescue them, 14 hours later, 6 of the 21 were dead, 11 of the remaining 15 were wounded. Since Monday, according to U.S. commanders, the battle has turned. U.S. Army Major Brian Hilferty told reporters at the Bagram Air Base near Kabul today that al-Qaeda forces over the past day tried to bring more fighters into the battle, but were stopped from doing so.
"They were starting to reinforce their positions around the town of Marzak and Sher Khan Kale. So we observed them through different intelligence sources, and we brought firepower to bear on them. We think we killed several hundred of them."
Hilferty said the al-Qaeda forces were calling on their supporters to come into the combat area to kill Americans. Hilferty welcomed the call. "If they'd like to come in," Hilferty said, "we'd be more than happy to fire on them." Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.